This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In the second video episode released today, the Prime Minister was seen talking about how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. The Prime Minister also stressed upon the importance of civic responsibility, urging students to follow basic rules such as not littering, not spitting on roads, obeying traffic signals and avoiding food wastage. He said that disciplined daily behavior plays a crucial role in nation building.
मेरे देश के 10th 12th के बच्चों के मन में भी 2047 विकसित भारत का ड्रीम है. ये मेरे लिए बहुत बड़ी खुशी की बात है ना. आज मुझे अब मजा आएगा. वाह, देखिए ये चीज है ना, अब 2047 में विकसित भारत यानी क्या है. आपने कभी सिंगापुर के विषय में सुना होगा. सिंगापुर एक जमाने में एक मछुआरों का छोटा सा गाँव था, उसमें से आज इतना बड़ा बन गया. तो लिक्वान यू कहते थे कि भाई अगर हमको डेवलप कंट्री बनना है तो हमें अपनी आदतें डेवलप कंट्री के लोगों की होती वैसी बनानी पड़ेगी. हमें थर्ड वर्ल्ड कंट्री की तरह कहीं पर भी कूड़ा कचरा फेंक दिया, कहीं पर थूक दिया, ये नहीं चल सकता.
Highlighting initiatives like Vocal for Local, the Prime Minister said, choosing Indian-made products strengthens the domestic economy. He also referred to the Wed in India campaign, encouraging couples to celebrate weddings within the country rather than abroad. Mr. Modi noted that every small step taken by citizens contributes to achieving the goal of Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Mr. Modi underlined that discipline and motivation are both essential. He said that without discipline, inspiration alone is ineffective. The Prime Minister added that discipline gives direction, while motivation strengthens the journey.
दोनों चीजें महत्वपूर्ण है जीवन में. अगर अनुशासन है ही नहीं तो कितना ही इंस्पिरेशन होगा तो वो इंस्पिरेशन क्या काम का आएगा. मान लीजिए एक किसान है, उसको प्रेरणा मिल रही है, बगल वाला किसान बहुत फसल कर रहा है, इंस्पिरेशन है यार, लेकिन ये जोतेगा नहीं और बारिश आ गई फिर वो कुछ भी करे उसकी तो हालत खराब ही रहेगी.
During the interaction, Mr. Modi encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups, saying big ideas often grow from modest beginnings. He advised students to reach out to industry professionals to understand how real-world systems function and to gain practical exposure beyond textbooks. Seychelles President Patrick Echmini arrived in New Delhi yesterday on the last leg of his 5-day visit after productive engagements in Chennai and Mumbai. Union Minister Anupriya Patel received the visiting dignitary at the airport. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry said the Seychelles President met key stakeholders including in the fields of governance, industry, coastal management and health sector in Chennai and Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding talks with the President of Seychelles to discuss bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest in New Delhi. President Echmini will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. The Lok Sabha has resumed after it was adjourned till 12 noon following opposition uproar during question hour. When the Lok Sabha assembled for the day, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated the Indian Under-19 cricket team for winning the Under-19 World Cup 2026. After that, Mr. Birla tried to take up question hour with the opposition members, including Congress, TMC and DM, among others, trooped into the well and started sloganeering. Mr. Birla appealed to them to allow the House to function. He urged members to maintain dignity and decorum of the House and that other members should be allowed to speak during question hour. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha now has been adjourned till 2 p.m. The National Biodiversity Authority NBA has disbursed over 45 lakh rupees to benefit claimers through state biodiversity boards and union territory biodiversity councils. The payouts will benefit more than 90 biodiversity management committees across 10 states and 2 union territories. And that is the end of this news bulletin.